has the mighty presence known to us as the Angel Deva of the Jade Temple speaks his heart to us this hour. We ask our beloved I Am presence to bless him and keep pouring forth through us whatever will give him the greatest obedience and cooperation to manifest the miracles and victories that fulfill the great divine plan for beloved Saint Germain's I Am activities and all of this radiation forever. Beloved of our hearts, tonight I trust I may bring to you something that will abide with you forever and enable you to go forward and use the great creative powers of life, both before and after your ascension, to produce such beauty and such victory and such happiness in outer manifestation as shall bring very great joy to you and all life everywhere forever. And it is this: under the action of the great cosmic law, I am privileged to draw into the powers of nature and forces of the elements of this planet some of the magnificent beauty and perfection of the Jade Temple, which is my home, my power and focus of activity, and my sacred fire love to the universe, to produce beauty, perfection, and ever-expanding happiness to everything that lives. I am privileged to draw into the physical structure of the substance of Earth the magnificent beauty of the substance of jade. Now, the substance of jade is eternally pure. It does not take on any magnetic radiation from anybody or anything. It is eternally pure substance. And instead of absorbing radiation like some substance does, it continually pours forth its own radiation of perfection and purity and beauty of the sacred fire, love, and purity, which it is, and which has come from our temples of the sacred fire in the ascended master's octave. And since there is jade of practically every color, it has been drawn into the substance of Earth and has been growing there since the beginning of this planet. It is a focus of eternal purity from the ascended master's octave. It is also eternally pure beauty and perfection, and more than that, the purity and beauty and power which it is are invincible and eternally expanding. It is drawn into existence and placed in the structure of Earth to continually pour forth its purification, its purifying love to the structure of Earth itself. It has been established and been used for centuries in many outer activities of mankind. And wherever the jade has been drawn into existence, the purity continues to go on from the great central sun. It is a magnet of that purity from the great central sun as well. And therefore, when you are aware of what we do through the powers of nature and forces of the elements to sustain this world and keep the powers of nature feeding mankind and providing the substance by which mankind can create perfection in this world and enable manifestation to take place, you will understand what it means for us to give the love from the great central sun and from our temples of the sacred fire into the outer use of the mankind of this world. We give it into the use of the masses of the people through the powers of nature and forces of the elements. when they use this substance that has come from our great octave of purity and perfection, it draws into the outer use of mankind the same purifying power of our love that it gives to the powers of nature and forces of the elements. It is one of the activities of life that is established to continually purify by its beauty and its substance every bit of substance that is around it, in the structure of the earth itself, or when it is drawn to the surface of the world. It is to keep on pouring forth that purity to the rest of mankind in the outer activities of civilizations and use of the substance of this world. But mankind, not understanding where it comes from and what qualities are within it, mankind does not get the full release of all the power which human beings could have if they understood what is within the jade and use it in outer physical conditions to hold control of the powers of nature and to maintain purity and beauty and love and perfection into all outer physical channels. And therefore, when we offer you the blessings of our activities of the Jade Temple, those blessings are for your protection. And that is why I am privileged to draw this power from the Jade Temple for the surrounding of beloved Saint Germain's I Am activities, and to enfold those under this radiation who will help carry this light to illumine the rest of the world and set mankind free. When protection is needed, beloved ones, in outer manifestation, try to remember you cannot protect conditions or individuals by something that is destructive or impure. So the only indestructible protection there is comes from the sacred fire, both of the seven mighty Elohim of creation, which is the sacred fire in your own physical bodies, the protection by your own heart flame, a heart flame of your mighty I Am presence, and the sacred fire protection from the ascended master's octaves, the great angelic host and the cosmic beings. But the substance that we draw from the ascended master's octave and place in the structure of earth is to hold balance and purity and ever expanding growth of the substance in this world that mankind must have in order to produce a civilization and embody here. So our jade that is allowed to grow in this world contains within it immortal purity, and it is substance. What you call physical jade in the structure of earth that is growing here has been drawn here and is substance from the ascended master's octave. And if you will always realize that, we can pour forth through it to you many, many, many times a flash of the flame of our love. And you can carry that just like you would carry a candle, a light, to light your way wherever you go. You can carry our sacred fire love within a piece of jade, and wherever you go, it carries our purifying love to bless you and bless everybody and everything that you contact with the purity of our love. And it is a certain security against impurity. So when you think of jade, Think of something deeper than just what you call physical substance. All physical substance that is constructive has been given by the great central sun through the Ascended Master's temples of the sacred fire in our Ascended Master octave. And therefore, when this substance has been drawn into various parts of the earth to produce manifestation, it is to keep the sacred fire of our love anchored within the structure of earth, continually purifying the powers and nature and forces of the elements, continually pouring into the atmosphere our purifying love that mankind may live here in the harmony and purity of our love to attain the ascension, because our love contains our powers to accomplish the ascension. And the purifying substance of jade, which we draw into the structure of earth, is to continually purify so that the substance of earth itself may ascend and become the purifying perfection of the earth of the future. Now, a similar thing takes place with the jewel creation that has been anchored within the structure of earth and that grows just like a plant grows. The actual substance of gold grows, the substance of the various jewels is condensed and grows in the structure of earth because the jewels and certain substances which we place here can never do anything except produce the perfection of the love which we are and the love which has placed them here. They are placed here to release purity, love, and light into the structure of the physical activities of the earth. Now, the same thing is true within the physical structure of the flesh body. There are certain substances that your body absorbs and sooner or later produces destruction. There are other substances that can be drawn into your flesh bodies, just like you eat food. And that can maintain within you our sacred fire love's eternal purity. This is what we precipitate or draw in and around the flesh bodies of those who, under certain circumstances, when they are permitted to maintain the physical body over sometimes 200 or 300 years, in order to accomplish certain work in the outer, this substance is drawn into the flesh and it sustains, because it is our sacred fire love, it sustains the harmony, it sustains the purity, and it sustains the perfect balance. Now, this is what you call eternal youth, and so on, various names in the outer world. But the great cosmic law permits us to draw the substance from our octave into this world to continually expand here whatever is necessary until this world becomes the perfection of our octave. So this begins within the bodies of the people themselves. I am not an imaginary being by any means. And I assure you there's a very definite reason why jade grows in the physical structure of earth and is in certain parts of the earth, has been since the beginning of this planet, and continues to grow and continues to pour forth its purity into the atmosphere of earth. Now, this is a very, very wonderful arrangement by the great love of the mighty I Am Presence, from the great central sun that creates the planet. There's a definite reason why everything that grows within the structure of the earth is placed here. There's a definite purpose, there's a definite plan to be fulfilled, there's a definite control of it by the ascended masters, and there is a very, very definite use of it to produce beauty and purity and perfection that only our love can give. That is why the blessed God Tabor, in the domain over which he is authority, he has created such beauty there by the substance in his retreat that it holds the sacred fire in continually expanding action. At wherever that sacred fire goes, beauty and perfection are manifest. And if we did not pour forth beauty and perfection by our love into the physical substance of this world, what do you think it would look like? Where do you think love and beauty comes from? Where do you think beauty and perfection come from? And that beauty and perfection is part of the great central sun's heart flame. And when it is drawn into a world through the powers of nature, it is to produce beauty. It is to maintain purity. It is to produce balance and perfection that mankind may learn the divine way of life and fulfill the divine plan that produces ascended master perfection here, just like it has produced ascended master perfection in our ascended master octave. And it all begins in the heart flame of the great central sun. If those of you who love jade can understand what love and beauty can come in through and around you, not only just for your satisfaction and enjoyment, but what can come in and around you to beautify and bless and help everybody and everything that you contact. And these activities of the substance of life that is eternally pure, these activities of substance are healing. The healing is automatically a part of the sacred fire love's substance from the great central sun that is drawn into outer existence for mankind's use, that mankind may manifest here the beauty and perfection of the ascended master's octave and leave beauty and illumination and eternal purifying love everywhere you go, everywhere you pass by, just like the sun pours its light to the earth and those who want to dwell within it absorb it and become its comfort, its perfection, and its almighty power to heal. And the same thing is true of the substance of the jewels, and especially the substance of jade. And for many, many, many centuries, it has been understood and maintained for aeons of time, in order to keep giving its qualities and its beauty and its power of purity and love into outer physical structure of the earth and the physical bodies of mankind. Now there's another substance which is eternally pure, can never be contaminated, and it too has been placed in the powers of nature and the structure of the earth to bring here the magnificent purifying healing fragrance from the Ascended Master's octave, and it is sandalwood. This is an eternally pure substance, an eternally pure, unchangeable fragrance, and an eternally pure healing power. These magnificent gifts from the Ascended Master's octave through the powers of nature and forces of the elements can produce such miracles of healing and perfection to those who understand what is within this substance that there is no excuse for mankind dwelling within the contaminated substance that mankind has dishonored, disgraced by misuse, and has used to create destructive activities. Now, when you call forth for the fiery Christ, blue lightning purifying love to go into the powers of nature and forces of the elements, that fiery Christ, blue lightning purity, consumes from that substance the vibratory action of the energy of impurity mankind has imposed upon it. And just so can the radiation of our love through the substance we draw here continually pour forth to you the mightiest blessings from our octave. And if people would give this the opening and the acceptance that human beings do to destructive substance of the outer world, my dear ones, the earth itself could be purified and illumined, and there would be no such thing as disease or destruction of war. This must come to the understanding of mankind in order to cooperate with the powers of nature that must be purified if mankind is to be raised out of its present destruction of war. This is needed. Mankind needs to have the intellectual concepts and consciousness of the Ascended Master's understanding and use of the substance, not only of this world, but the substance from the Ascended Master's world, the Ascended Master's octave. And so when you think of the jewels, or the substance of jade, or sandalwood, or many of the other substances in the powers of nature that are eternally pure, they are eternal love that you cannot contaminate. They are eternal gifts from the Ascended Master's octave, and they expand eternally the perfection of life from our world, our Ascended Master realm of life. So, blessed ones, I hope I may have the privilege of drawing in and around you all, with your permission, the power at the substance of our love enough until there is anchored in and around you a certain proportion of this to be a permanent enfolding atmosphere about you that is eternal. And this is necessary to be focused around you before you use the powers of precipitation. Once you understand how to draw forth the power of precipitation from your mighty I Am presence, you too will enjoy the drawing of substance from the Ascended Master's octave into conditions in this world to produce the things that make your fellow man happy, that make life easier, that makes this world beautiful and is forever eternally pure. You can have this, precious ones. God's divine plan of fulfillment for mankind's journey through this world does not contain the suffering and limitation and ugliness and the discord of desecration. If you are to remove desecration, you must use something more powerful than desecration. And the greater power is our sacred fire, love's indestructible purity. And the substance which we draw here is the carrier of that purity. That's just the same as if you took a candle flame to go where you wanted to illumine what you want. You can carry our substance of our sacred fire's love in and around yourselves or wherever you go, and you can ask us to establish that there for eternity with our love to stand its guard and forever reveal its perfection. Because perfection is the law. Perfection is possible. Perfection is the divine plan's fulfillment. And perfection is the only eternal happiness there is. So, blessed ones, if you will accept this and understand it, and draw our sacred fire love around you for both protection and purity and healing, we can draw in and around you for the radiation to others many activities from our ascended master octave that can affect your whole civilization, can affect a nation, can affect groups of people, can affect many things that mankind can do in the outer activities of life. And this is another phase that we can draw around many of your activities of the electronics that your modern scientific channels have offered into your use. And you can have many more if you understand what our love can draw here through the substance of our purity that we have anchored here for your use. So I hope we may have the privilege of revealing to you more of the substance from our ascended master octave as you use it in outer world channels to produce the beauty and fulfillment of the divine plan as you go forward in your attainment of the ascension. So only from our octave can there come the power that helps you to ascend. Only that. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? No ascension ever took place from this world except the person ascending be enfolded in the heart flame of an ascended being and the angelic host, while the mighty I Am presence raises the heart flame and the substance into the ascended master's octave. There is no ascension ever took place in this world, or ever will, without the help of the ascended masters and the angelic host. Therefore, to understand what your privilege is to bring into outer physical use the substance that is eternally pure and that our love has placed here and is forever expanding, we can charge it with whatever you know is needed to give a blessing to hundreds and thousands of people. We could bless an entire audience with the substance from our ascended master octave that would take away the human creation of the individual's presence, could be a strength that the higher mental body of each life stream could draw into the flesh structure to purify it, heal it, balance it, and illuminate until it became the perfection that draws it like a magnet into the ascended master's octave. So you can't have your ascension without sacred fire love from the ascended master's octave. You can't have your ascension without our protection. You can't have the ascension without the help of the angelic host. And the same thing is true of a nation or a world or a group of people in the accomplishment of anything that is constructive in the outer world's activities in a civilization or the fulfillment of the divine plan. The same activity goes on. And once mankind understands this, you will be through with mistakes. But you can be through with your mistakes long before the rest of mankind understands. And if I were you, I would very definitely command and be the biggest dictator you ever heard about to yourself to command this outer self never again to make a mistake. If you take that commanding attitude and authority and power and command to the atomic structure of the outer self and to your thoughts and your feeling and your radiation, so that you never accept any discordant radiation from anybody else or anything in the atmosphere around you, you will find invincibility is manifested in and around you. And it'll be worth everything you will ever make in the way of an effort to remember this, to keep constantly commanding this outer self to never again make a mistake. You let that authority come into you from your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host. Call your mighty I Am presence. Call the ascended master's consciousness. Call our sacred fire love's indestructible purity. And more than that, call our ascended master's sacred fire authority into yourselves to forever command the outer self never again makes a mistake. And sometimes you will only have to give that command a few times with intense love and determination to let come in and around you something that will bring you freedom for eternity. And you will wonder why in the world you didn't call it forth long ago. So it is to help you live more comfortably, more successfully, more harmoniously, and more infinitely protected, if you will call this in and around yourselves. And as you yourselves feel this greater freedom, you automatically, just by your own feeding and radiation, will carry that feeding to others, and they will absorb that like a sponge absorbs water. It will illumine and purify and raise the other person just the same as it will you. So you cannot possibly lose by giving it, because by the time you give it, you permit your own mighty I Am presence to expand its own sacred fire through you, and that is yours for eternity. Every time you let the sacred fire of your mighty I Am presence expand through the outer self, it's yours forever. Your presence doesn't withdraw that. Once you ask it to expand it through you, then that has grown that much. And when you pour that to your fellow man, this makes you master of circumstance. This is why you can be free from mistakes. You can be free from limitation. And you can be free from human suggestion. And our sacred fire loves indestructible purity and substance from the ascended master's octave can blaze in and around you whatever we know prevents you accepting things that later on make you make mistakes. This prevents you accepting the suggestions of the outer world that if you do accept them, sooner or later, I'll picture as mistakes or limitations or problems or lack. When you begin to accept the Ascended Master's sacred fire love's indestructible purity, this is eternal supply, beloved ones, because it's immortal. Our heart flames don't lack for anything. On the contrary, they are the fullness of everything that gives everything. And you can just as well be a sun presence of the Ascended Master's sacred fire love and substance that never lacks for any good thing and never fails to fulfill the divine plan. You can just as well charge this into everything as you can turn light on when you touch the electric switch. So from tonight, if you will think deeply on this, you will give me the opening to help you draw in and around yourselves the sacred fire love of our almighty octave and the substance from the Ascended Master's octave that fills your world with what fulfills the divine plan and sets you free from the limitations and the problems that you have accepted in the past or have created in the past. And if you take a firm stand that we enfold you, your mighty I'm presence first always, and then the Ascended Masters enfold you in our sacred fire love's indestructible, ever-expanding purity that forever prevents all mistakes, never lets you make another mistake, and fills you so full of the Ascended Master's substance of indestructible purity that there is at hand all the time the boundless supply of whatever you might require to fulfill the divine plan. And part of this is your miracle mantle of love's mastery, and it all comes from your mighty I Am presence and the Ascended Host. So may you accept the limitless tonight and understand why it is necessary to draw substance from the Ascended Master's octave in and around yourselves in the physical world in order to enfold you in the perfection of our Ascended Master octave and clothe you with the power to help your fellow man and still remain untouched by the discordant conditions in which you move. So tonight, my jade is the most beautiful substance you could ever imagine in some of the most beautiful colors that are in the Ascended Master's octave. Some of them are here in the structure of earth, and you can have them in outer world activities just as certainly as you can have any substance of the physical world. So tonight, let me clothe you in my Ascended Master substance of the sacred fire love's indestructible purity, eternal beauty, and invincible protection and boundless supply, that you may have everything to fulfill the divine plan, keep you invincible, and take you forward to render your service to your fellow man, and every step of the way raise you closer and closer into our world until the final hour of your attainment. And that thus I can be of assistance to help you to your ascension and protect you until that arrives. And I thank you for your presence here tonight. And I shall come back to you with all the love at my command. And it is eternal, invincible, forever expanding victory. Thank you with all my heart. Blessed angel Dave of the Jade Temple, hold us close in your own heart's flame and blaze through us whatever you know prevents all wrong everywhere the rest of eternity. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly for that limitless outpouring of such ascendant master's sacred fire loves, indestructible purity, and the ascendant master's substance wherever we go, that none can ever contaminate or misuse, but there shall forever hold ascendant master perfection enthroned around us all in cosmic victory. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us, whatever you know makes us invincibly protected, invincibly pure, and invincibly victorious wherever we abide. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, every being who has poured love to us since we left the great central sun. Now fill us with a sudden presence of your love's indestructible purity and the cosmic light substance from the ascended master's octave that wherever we go forever produces perfection for all. And we thank thee. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim to blaze its mightiest cosmic victorious power into and around us all. Blessed Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection of the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into the distress of the outer world the ascended master's sacred fire purity and invincible cosmic light substance from the ascended master's octave that comes under the direction of blessed angel David of the Jade Temple. Blaze it into every physical condition that we contact and establish for eternity whatever fulfills the ascended master's divine plan in cosmic victory. And we thank thee forever. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
We love you.
And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Our beloved,
my God
and present Saint Germain, Jesus, Dad, now and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, great angelic hosts, cosmic beings, and the forces of the elements.
Our beloved
Mom, our beloved Don Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, all of the group leaders and I am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with everything the blessed angel David of the Jade Temple can give. Blaze into it whatever he knows holds invincible protection around all of this radiation, and establishes for eternity his sacred fire love's indestructible purity, so those under this radiation never make another mistake and never are held in limitation any longer for any reason whatsoever, when his love is ready to set us free for eternity. And we thank him forever. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation, expanding worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And to this end do we give everything till it's accomplished for eternity. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, We ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the mightiest love and purity and power and substance of the angel Deva of the Jade Temple into all outer physical conditions till the divine plan fulfilled reveals its beauty and victory and power of perfection for eternity. And we thank thee. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the mightiest victory of the great central sun's heart flame of that love and purity and peace from the heart of creation blaze everywhere as quickly as possible and forever compel all else to cease to be. We thank thee.
Peace be with you. Peace, perfect you. Peace, give you peace, that you may multiply it for the Prince of Peace forever holds command.